that balanced sedentary and more physically demanding work. I'm not sure if more people didn't approach that ideal 50 years ago than do today.
Andrew Martin presenting tonight's essay in his series England Ejects. Tomorrow evening, he ponders the habit of proper Sundays, as you do on a Friday night. That's at 10:45 tomorrow here on BBC Radio 3.
World on 3 launches Commonwealth Connections.
Good day. Teleport coming to you straight from Jamaica. Yes.
Every week leading up to the Commonwealth Games, World on 3 showcases the music and heritage of the 53 countries of the Commonwealth. From Antigua to Zambia, Commonwealth Connections, a wealth of vibrant sounds as the countries come together for their festival of sport. Join Marianne Kennedy for the launch of Commonwealth Connections tomorrow night at 11 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, that's Friday night at 11. This Thursday night at the same time here on BBC Radio 3. It's time for Late Junction. Here's Anna Hilda Nesset.
Thanks, John. And on tonight's programme, we've got the very latest of our Late Junction sessions. But first, of course, a track with the title Six Space Shuttles and 144,000 Elephants.
A woman once asked me, why do I sing for a queen? I said, all the queen have done, all of her hard labor. I said, I was there for inauguration. I wasn't there for celebration. But I'm around when a birthday comes. So happy birthday, happy birthday. I say, in my mind, I got the design. In my mind, I got the design. Thought about it, I thought about it. Six space shuttles, the size of the Hindenburg and the Titanic, both put together. Expandable, transformable, and so adaptable. And just for the show of it, for the nose of it, six space shuttles and 144,000 elephants. Divide them by six. And every 60 hours, let one leave the earth from here, and another one leave the earth from there, and another one leave the earth from over yonder, and another one leave the earth from down yonder, and another one leave the earth from up yonder. get off in the universe for the expiration of the planet Earth. When queens get together, be flying around above the ground. And when they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down. When they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down, they can work around, they can talk around, they can meet around. They can heal the ground. They can heal the air and fix the water too. That's what my sixth space shuttle. That's what my sixth space shuttle. That's what my sixth space shuttles will do. And just for the show of it, and just for the know of it, that all humans may know. That all humans may know, when king could come together and do these things for queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday.
That was Lonnie Holly, an outsider artist from Alabama who builds sand sculptures for a living. We heard a track from his new album, Keeping a Record of It. Welcome to Late Junction. You're listening to me, Anna Hilden-Nesset, here on Radio 3. We have an amazing session coming up. Stay tuned to hear what happened when Ian Bellamy and David Rees-Williams met for the first time in Armada Vale Studios. But first, here is singer and composer Jenny Vall's intimate song, Mephisto in the Water.
A killer in a cloak.
all-pervading by a Laraji who bought a zither in a pawn shop and converted it into an electronic instrument, started busking in New York and was discovered by one Brian Eno while playing in Washington Square Park. Next, we're going to hear a track from a wonderful collection of music taken from memory cards of mobile phones in the Saharan desert. Here is Group Anmataf with Tinariwen.
الصحراء يا غير انت سلف
Thank you. smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah. Sometimes, hey, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I've got proof.
Hey, your enemy won't do you no harm, but you know where he's coming from.
Don't let the handshake and the smile fool you. Take my advice, I'm only sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I've got proof.
Smiling faces, they sometimes tell lies. You know, that was Motown group Undisputed Truth. And before that, we heard Yannis Xenakis' Concrete PH, composed for the Philips Pavilion at the Brussels World Fair back in 1958. Remember, you can tweet us using the hashtag Late Junction. Lindsay Clark did. He says, you can always hear something you've never heard before on Late Junction. And Lindsay, now we'll play a brand new piece of music. Next. It's the last Thursday in the month, and regular listeners to the programme will know that date means it's time for our Late Junction collaboration sessions. We paired two musicians who've never met together and hit record. A couple of weeks ago, at the Maida Vale Studios, saxophonist Ian Bellamy met pianist and organist David Rees-Williams. They spent a day recording improvisations, arrangements of hymn tunes and other random musical magic. Here's what happened. And as you'll hear, before and after each take, we also recorded them chatting to producers, deciding on titles, and eating anise seed balls, while the Radio 3 engineers set up and played back the various tracks. And don't forget, you can download Ian Bellamy and David Rees-Williams' Late Junction session as a podcast on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Here we go.
I think we are going to get all the instruments set up, and then we're going to get a nice sound, and we're just going to create something completely on the spot, as little discussion as possible. Move from instrument to instrument, we'll make some short pieces. We'll see how we're doing after that, I think. Maybe a bit later on we might try something a bit more arranged, a bit more written. But we thought we'd just come in with a morning head on and smell the air, as it were, you know.
What's this in here?
The spaghetti that goes with the Nord organ, which is a very handy contemporary gadget, because they seem to have gone to great lengths to sample individual pipes on a Dutch classical organ. Therefore, the reality is fantastic. It also, at a flick of a button, you can go straight to Hammond or other leading transistor organs of the day, sort of 1960s or Vox, that sort of thing. So it's a very handy little instrument which you can keep updated from there their website, apparently. So this modern technology proving to be of great use, I think. And I found that the pipe organ is its trump card, actually. I still believe that when you fire up the real Hammond, of course, with the valves, there's nothing quite like it. So it's lovely you've got an example of that here today as well, which is lovely.
Have you got titles for any of you?
No.
Perambulum.
Perambulum?
What's it like? It's a kind of mixture between introit and prelude, isn't it? It's sort of
perambulum, yeah.
Perambulum, because
yeah.
It's sort of like a walking thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or something like that, maybe?
Perambulum, yeah.
So if you're doodling, well, they're kind of coming
It's calming.
It's a scene setter rather than a...
Yeah, let's do that, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Perambulum.
Perambulum or perambulum?
Is that P-E-R...
It's P-E-R-A-M-B-U-L-U-M.
Perambulum. Did anyone like an aniseed ball, by the way?
I've got one.
Yeah, I'll go and get them. No, they're seriously happening, you know. No question.
Thank you.
enjoyed that, actually, I'd say. Grand. Okay, would you just kindly dictate the melody while I write it down? Lovely. Not really considered that one. I like that one there. The other one I love is that that Walton one, the Church's One Salvation.
What about, what about, It's a fabulous tune,
isn't it? Yeah. I reckon the folks will like that because everyone loves this song, don't they?
Yeah.
I had this foolish hope that my oldest son might be interested in singing because he's got a nice voice. We took him to Bath Abbey Choir.
Oh, right.
Bath Abbey, you know, for an audition.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our fault for bribing him. We said, like, if you, doesn't matter whether you get in or not, but, you know, we'll buy you a Nerf gun. You know? And but he went in there and he deliberately, he made sure he pinched his voice and you know, made the blow.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, yeah.
The trouble is I'm getting too seduced by this piano. I need to actually, we need to hear the pipes, actually.
Yeah,
is there a chance we could just hear some pipes? actually met before?
Not properly until today, have we?
Last night.
Apart from having a beer last night.
We met over a crowded pint of winter warmer.
I remember bumping into you in Italy. It was a Fassano, wasn't it? How did that come together that you were doing that?
He just invited me over like once and I'd done a couple of things with him. And then I came along to this gig and they said there's this other gig going on. And I thought, who's this organ player? You know, because I can't remember what organ you were playing.
Well, they had a C3 there. They found one somewhere lurking in the back streets of Fassano.
And I thought, my God, why don't I know about this bloke, you know? And ever since then, I've wanted to find a thing, and this was it. This was the chance. So,
so that's the true purpose of the collaboration.
It's very, very
enjoyable indeed. When we talked last night, we said, let's not plan anything. Let's start today with actually just improvising, so it's genuinely what you're setting out for it to be, you know. Is this basically the last one you're after for the duration
of
the
WhatsApp? Well, it depends duration-wise, because we've got 5.5 and we've got 2 hymns, which will segue, so that'll be about 9 minutes, I think.
Podcast. Quite good to have an improv thing, perhaps, because we've got... How many tunes have we got?
3 minutes. Yeah, good. Let's do this.
But it's quite up-tempo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Call it something.
Some kind of a jig.
Some kind of a jig, yeah, some kind of a jig. There you go.
Some kind of a jig.
J-I-G.
it's G-I-G-U-E. Dun 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 dun
Ian Bellamy and David Rhys Williams' Late Junction session, which is also available as a podcast on our website. This is the prolific Richard Young's, his 93rd album, apparently. A country album, according to the label. Although you need to judge for yourself. I think this is a bit more Martin Carter than Hank Williams myself.
One roar of the stars, nothing in your night has froze. Goodbye, a slow rose. One roar of the stars, this fate and so it goes. Goodbye, Oslo Rose. One roar of the stars, nothing in your night did close. Goodbye, Oslo Rose. One roar of the stars, nothing in your night has froze. Goodbye, Oslo Rose. One roar of the stars, of all the things you chose. Goodbye, Oslo Rose. One roar of the stars, nothing in your night did close. Goodbye, Oslo Rose.
Something quiet and ambient there to put you all off to sleep. Ground Zero, the group featuring turntable listening guitarist Otomo Yoshihide, with a track from their CD Revolutionary Pekingese Opera. You're listening to Late Junction here on Radio 3. Remember, you can go to our website for more information on the music I'm playing, download the Late Junction Session podcast, or of course, to listen again. Here's guitarist Kim Myhre from his forthcoming album, All Your Limbs Singing.
Thank you.
Holly Herndon, whose music is situated somewhere between modern composition class and a techno club. That was Solo Voice from a brand new EP, Chorus. And before that, we heard Kim Meal's expansive Steve Reichian guitar. Now, a short piece of Sylvie Croisier. Sylvie Croisier, Mark Feldman and Eric Freelander, a short piece from their album Abaton. The word Abaton is from ancient Greek and means a temple chamber where none may enter unbidden. It's a bit like Broadcasting House, really. We've reached the end of tonight's Late Junction, rather, here on Radio 3. Don't forget, you can download tonight's session with Ian Ballamy and David Rees-Williams from the Late Junction page on the Radio 3 website. I'll be back next week, but first, the very latest from Actress, this from his forthcoming Getaville album. Good night. Thank you.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The Russian pianist conductor Vladimir Ashkenazy has been doing sterling work over the past years as principal conductor of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, and this is a concert they gave in the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall in 2012. Tchaikovsky's Manfred Symphony is to come, and first of all here Rachmaninoff's fourth piano concerto. And if the Manfred Symphonies had cuts made in it by quite a few conductors over the years, though not Ashkenazy, it was news to me that Rachmaninoff's fourth piano concerto was substantially cut and revised by Rachmaninoff himself. Well, this is his original fourth piano concerto. The soloist is Scott Davey.